not only was it the Inspector General attacked Aramark for windfall profits, but the reasons behind it are even more outrageous. Serving phantom meals, which means charging the state for $5 million of meals that weren't served, and cutting the quality of the food and putting the savings in their pocket. And the result of it is that the quality of the food is poorer than what the state's paying for. In fact, the St. Petersburg Times found a pattern of unsafe food, spoiled food, and inconsistent meal servings when they did an investigation.
What are you guys calling for right now with the situation with Aramark?
Well, we think that the state ought to terminate the contract, which it has a right to do, and bring in another contractor to handle the Department of Corrections food. There was a Tarrant County in Texas, which had awarded a corrections contract to Aramark, terminated that contract when they were threatened riots in the prison over the quality of food, filthy food, meal shortages, and they fired them after 4 months. So we think that Aramark's record cries out for the state of Florida to fire the company from the correction system.
Bruce, is your group going to try to target at least some key lawmakers on this?
Senator Tony Hill was at the rally, and Representative Luis Garcia, and see the appropriate state officials to raise this in legislative committees. They both committed and to do it very expeditiously, given the seriousness of the problem here. And, you know, the problem here in Florida is mirrored not only in the corrections department in other states, but in the city where Aramark makes its home, Philadelphia, the public schools fired Aramark as the provider of food to the school children late last year based on similar sets of issues. So this company's pattern of conduct, unfortunately, goes way beyond what it's done in Florida.
Now, you did mention Governor Jeb Bush earlier. The governor, when he was in power in his 8 years, really that was one of his missions, was to limit state government and reduce it. And he did that in many ways by privatizing a lot of different services here. Would this be another example, in your opinion, of privatization that has run amok?
Absolutely. It's privatization that has produced less savings than what the state was promised, a reduction in the quality of the services, and in the end, cost the state millions of dollars. This kind of privatization really puts to lie the policy that the private sector can do things always better than the government sector. The fact is that providing food to the inmates in the correction system has been messed up by a contractor.
WMNF contacted Aramark this afternoon at their corporate headquarters in Philadelphia. A spokesperson, Christina Groh, would not go on tape, but did say that the charges made by Unite Here and others were false. She said the IG report was never officially filed, and in fact the State Department of Corrections had discovered that Aramark has saved Florida taxpayers money, not cost them. Groh called today's news conference by the union activists a bid to increase their membership. WMNF then called Gretel Plessinger with the State Department of Corrections to find out their side of the story.
What this was an internal audit, and the purpose of an internal audit is to bring the attention anything that management might need to address or need to know. So we looked at that internal audit, management studied it, and they found that there was no inappropriate activity on behalf of Aramark. The result of that internal audit, though, we did make some changes in the menu and some staffing changes. We worked with Aramark and felt like we got a better contract. We feel like now we've got a good contract with a good deal for the taxpayers of Florida. The cost to provide inmate meals from Aramark is less than 90 cents per meal per inmate. So we feel like that's a good deal, and this is a good contract. And in fact, the secretary at the time of the department, Secretary James McDonough, sent a letter to Aramark saying that that he felt that the internal audit had a misrepresentation of analysis, and we felt there was no inappropriate activity on behalf of Aramark.
Okay, so that's very interesting. So essentially, he's saying that, in fact, this was an erroneous, these numbers that the Inspector General came up with, and saying that I think it was the number was like $4.9 million that Aramark was costing Florida taxpayers was in that report. And the and your department basically said the inspector general was incorrect?
Well, we bring – right. The internal auditors bring do these audits. They do a very good job for us, but they don't always know maybe the full picture that, like, management does. Former Secretary McDonough was very vigilant with contracts, so he always wanted to know everything about them. And he looked at this contract, this internal audit, very closely, and as well as other members of management here at the Department of Corrections, and felt like some of those numbers were invalid, that Aramark was not reaping windfall profits, but that they did provide a good contract. They had no inappropriate activity. There were some modifications to the contract, so we felt like the contract that we have currently with Aramark is a good contract, and it's a good deal for Florida taxpayers.